Very much.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercies. Thank you for your compassion toward us. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings that we have received, physical blessings and spiritual blessings. Thank you, Lord, for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for glorifying your name in our lives and situations. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for destroying the works of darkness that were formed against us. Thank you for destroying the weapons of darkness that were used against us. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for moving us forward on every side. Thank you, Lord, for enthroning your presence and glory and power in our lives. Thank you for enthroning your glorious presence in our lives and environment. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are grateful for all the beautiful things you have done in our lives. We thank you for answering our prayers. We thank you for making ways for us. We thank you for opening doors for us. Blessed be your holy name. We thank you for healing our sicknesses and diseases, for taking away our diseases. We thank you for setting us free from captivities of darkness. We thank you, Lord, for destroying the yokes the enemy placed upon us, the yokes of bondage the enemy placed upon our spirits, souls, and bodies. Thank you for giving us real deliverance. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are here to seek your face once again and to pray. O Lord, hear us from heaven. Visit us as we seek you. Touch our lives. Help our lives. Do your will in our lives and situations. Give us the breakthroughs we need. Glorify yourself in our lives. Thank you, for we know you're going to do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We are going to take some worship songs right now as we proceed. Alpha, Omega, you are worthy of our praises today. You are worthy of our praises today. Alpha, Omega, you are worthy of our praises today. You are worthy of our praises today. Alpha, Omega. You are worthy of our praises today. You are worthy of our praises today. You are so good, you are so kind, Almighty God. You are so good, you are so kind, Almighty God. You are so good, you are so kind, Almighty God. You are so good, you are so kind, Almighty God. You are so good, you are so kind, Almighty God. You are so good, you are so kind, Almighty God. Father, we declare that we love. We declare an everlasting love for you. Father, we declare that we love you. We declare everlasting love for you. Father, we declare that we love you, that we love you. We declare everlasting love for you. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. Glorious God, glorious God, beautiful King, May you be forgiven. Excellent God, we bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. We worship heart, your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. We bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. We worship heart, your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great. All the earth will see how great is our God. How great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great. Every eye will see how great is our God. You are the mighty man in battle, El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle, Jehovah Nissi. You are the mighty man in battle, El Shaddai. Lord, you are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name. Your name is higher. Your name is high than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. He touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. And I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with his hands. My life changed. Jesus touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life with his hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with his hands. My life changed. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. You walked in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. He will make a way. God will make a way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for us. He will be our guide. Hold us closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. He will make a way. By road with him though in the mess, you lead me. Leave us in the desert. Leave us in the desert, will I see. Heaven and earth will fail, but his word will still remain. And he will do something new today. God will make a way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. For he will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, oh, he will make a way. He will make a way. Hosanna in the highest. Let our King be lifted up. Hosanna in the highest. highest. Let our King be lifted on. The Lord reigneth, oh, blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted in the life. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Amen. He's alive. Amen. In our lives, Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Amen. He's alive. Amen. In this place, Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Amen. In your life, he's alive. Amen. In your life, Jesus is alive. Forever, he's alive. Amen. Oh, I will praise him from everlasting. Everlasting to everlasting, I will praise him from everlasting. Everlasting to everlasting, oh, I will praise Jesus from everlasting. Everlasting to everlasting, I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting, Lord, I will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting, Lord, I will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting, Lord, I will praise you from everlasting. Everlasting to everlasting, I will praise you from everlasting. Everlasting to everlasting. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Oh, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, all I have needed, I is hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. O Lord, my God, how your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, my God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name until I reach my home. Until I reach my home, until I reach my home, I will never, ever stop my journey halfway. Oh, until I reach my home, until I see the Lord, until I reach my home. Heaven is my home until I reach my home. I will never ever stop my journey halfway. Oh, until I reach my home. This world is not my home until I reach my home. Until I see the Lord, until I reach my home. Heaven is my home. I will never, ever stop my journey halfway. Oh, until I reach my home. Hallelujah. Begin to worship and bless his name. Adore him. Praise him. Magnify him. Worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. From the depth of your heart, worship him. Praise him with the whole of your heart. With the whole of your heart. Praise him for who he is. Worship him for who he is. He is highly exalted. Highly exalted. He is so highly exalted, far above the heavens and the earth, far above everything and everyone. He is highly exalted, far above principalities and powers. Praise him. His dominion is over all. His dominion is over all things, whether physical or spiritual, whether visible or invisible. He rules over all. He controls everything. Praise him. In there is no touching of all that is in him. Because he is too much to be mentioned. He is too great to be mentioned. Praise him. He is too clean, too high, too deep. He is too big. Praise him. He is too powerful and too dangerous. Praise him. For our God is a consuming fire. He does terrible things in righteousness. He opens doors no man can shut. He shuts doors no man can open. He makes impossible things possible. He does things that are beyond scientific explanation. He does things that are beyond human knowledge and wisdom and understanding. Praise him. His power controls the universe. His power has brought all his enemies to their knees. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Lord. Indeed, you are the greatest. You are the best. And you are the highest. And beside you, there is no other God. Before you, there was no other God. And above you, there shall be no other God. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. You're going to pray this prayer of thanksgiving. You're going to say, Father, thank you for bringing me out of darkness into your marvelous light. You're going to say, Father, thank you for calling me out of darkness into your marvelous light, to make me your own. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. And begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Say, Father, thank you for calling me out of darkness, for bringing me out of darkness into your marvelous light. Thank you for redeeming my soul Thank you for saving my soul. Thank you, Father. Thank you for making me your own. Thank you for adopting me as your own child. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We praise forever. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We are still going to thank the Lord. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for making difficult things easy in my life. Say, thank you, Father, for making difficult things easy for me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. The things that were difficult for others to achieve, you have made so easy for me. The things that was difficult for others to get, you have made so difficult for you have made so easy for me. The things that were so difficult for others to become, to attain, you have made so easy for me. Thank you, Father, for making difficult things easy in my life. The places that were so difficult for others to get, to get to, you have made so easy for me. The blessings that were so difficult for others to receive, you have made so easy for me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You are still going to thank the Lord. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, thank you for not allowing the deadly attacks of my enemies to walk on me. You're going to say, Father, thank you for not allowing the attacks the enemy sent to destroy my life to walk on me. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Say, Father, thank you for not allowing the arrows of destruction, the kingdom of darkness fired at me, to prevail over me. Thank you, Father. Thank you for not allowing the deadly attacks of the enemy to succeed over me. Thank you, Father. Thank you for not allowing the evil plans of Satan and his agents to succeed over me. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name. We have given it thanks. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We are going to pray. We are going to say, Father, make haste to help me. You're going to say, Father, make haste to help me. Do not allow my enemies to succeed over me. Make haste to help me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, make haste to help me. Do not allow your name to be mocked in my life. Do not allow your name to be put to shame in my life. Oh Lord, make haste to help me. In other words, you're saying, oh Lord, help me very fast. Help me quickly. Help me quickly. Do not allow your name to be put to shame in my life. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Make haste to help my life, my marriage, my calling, my destiny. Make haste to help my career, my business. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Do not allow my enemies to succeed over me. Do not allow limitations to remain in my life. Do not allow problems to remain in my life. Do not allow a negative situations to remain in my life. Oh Lord, make haste to help me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to say, Father, make haste to move me forward. Say, Father, make haste to move me forward. Move me forward from where I am to where you want me to be. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, make haste to move me forward. Move me forward from where I am right now to where I should have been already. Make haste to move me forward. Concerning my spiritual life, concerning spiritual growth, oh Lord, make haste to move me forward. Concerning my financial life, concerning my financial prosperity, oh Lord, make haste to move me forward. Concerning the fulfillment of my calling, purpose, and destiny, O Lord, make haste to move me forward. Concerning my elevation into greatness, O Lord, make haste to move me forward. Right now, in the name of Jesus, move me forward, Lord Jesus. Move my life forward, Lord Jesus. Destroy my limitations, Lord Jesus. Destroy my limitations, Lord Jesus. Whether they are spiritual limitations or physical limitations, Lord Jesus, take them away so I can move forward. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Place your right hand on your head. Place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, my body, soul, and spirit is the temple of the Lord. My body is not an house for sickness and disease. Now place your right hand on your head and begin to say, my body, soul, and spirit is God's temple. My life is not a home for sickness and diseases. Therefore, let every sickness and disease disappear right now. Open your mouth and begin to speak like that. Begin to declare like that. Say, my body, soul, and spirit is God's temple. My body, soul, and spirit is not home for sickness and disease. Therefore, let every sickness and disease in me come out right now. In the name of Jesus. My body is God's temple. My soul is God's temple. My spirit is God's temple. My life is not home for sickness and disease. Therefore, I cast out every sickness hiding in me. I cast them out right now in the name of Jesus. Let every sickness disappear from my life right now in the name of Jesus. I believe you're speaking like that. Let every disease disappear right now from my life forever in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever the sickness is called, I cast them out of my life forever in the name of Jesus. thing, Lord. I pray for you that as you have declared, so shall it be in Jesus' name. Now, we are going to pray. You are going to pray like this. You are going to say, Father, let the treasures you have placed in me begin to manifest and bless my generation. You can say, Father, let the treasures you have placed in me begin to manifest, to bless my generation, to bless every life on earth. Open your mouth and pray like that. The hashtag that take a hash now. Say, Father, let every treasure you have placed in me manifest now, that I can be a blessing to my generation. Let the treasures you have placed in me rise and manifest. Rise and shine to bless my generation, to solve problems in my generation, to change lives and destinies. Father, let your treasures in me arise now to manifest. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, let your treasures in me arise and manifest to bless my generation, to make me a solution provider at this time, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. God's treasures are those things in you that has the ability to change lives, to draw men closer to God. Those are God's treasures. You're going to pray. Some of you have these great treasures in you, but you don't know it yet. These are potentials, these are abilities that are inside of you, and they can change the world. They can change this generation. And those treasures are inside of you. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, open my eyes to discover the treasures you have placed in me. Open my eyes to discover the treasures you have placed in me. Begin to pray like that. Begin to talk to him. Say, Father, open my eyes to see the treasures you have placed in me so that I can give myself to you for witness, so that you can awaken them, and so that those treasures can begin to speak all over the world. Oh Lord, show me the treasures you have placed in me, so that I will work hard for the treasure to be awakened and to function, to change lives and destinies. Talk to him. You need to know what you have. You need to see what God has placed in you. That is the starting point. You need to know what is in you first before the manifestation will happen. Say, Father, open my eyes to see the treasures you have placed in me that my generation is waiting for. The treasures you have placed in me that my generation needs. Oh Lord, open my eyes to see the treasures. Open my eyes to see the treasures. Open my eyes to see the treasures. So that I can do what you would have me to do to awaken the treasures and make use of the treasures. Oh Lord, open my eyes to see the treasures you have placed in me, so that I can do my own part in manifesting the treasures to my generation, in making use of the treasures for my generation to be blessed and transformed. Oh Lord, open my eyes to discover your treasures that are inside of me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are still praying. You are going to place your right hand on your head. And you are going to pray like this. You're going to say, I receive grace to become who God wants me to be. You're going to say, I receive grace to become the person God wants me to be. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, I receive grace, I receive strength to become who God wants me to be. I receive grace, I receive strength to become who God says I am. There's a place of knowing who you are, and there's a place of becoming who God says you are. Say, I receive grace to become who God says I am. I receive grace to become what the Bible says I am. I receive grace to become what the Word of God says I am. I receive grace to become who God wants me to be. In the name of Jesus, I receive the strength to transform into the person God wants me to be. I receive the fire to transform into the person God wants me to be. I receive the anointing to change into the person God wants me to be. In the name of Jesus. I receive grace to become who God says I am. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to pray. You're going to speak, Father, fight my battles for me. Fight my battles for me. Fight my stubborn battles, battles that my own strength has failed to conquer. Oh Lord, fight them for me now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. There are battles you can fight and win, and there are battles you cannot fight. Only God can fight such battles for you. Begin to say, Father, fight my battles for me. The battles I have fought with my strength, but cannot win. Oh God, arise and fight for me. You said in your word that the battle is the Lord's, that the battle is yours. Oh Lord, arise and fight my battles for me. Fight my battles for me. Fight my battles for me. Make me to rise above my limitations. Make me to rule over my oppressors. Raise me higher above my enemies. Fight my battles for me, O Lord. Fight my battles for me, O Lord. Fight my stubborn battles. Fight the battles I could not overcome by my strength and wisdom. Fight the battles I could not conquer through my fasting and prayers. Oh Lord, fight the battles I could not conquer on my own. Oh Lord, fight those battles for me. Make me victorious now over those battles. In the name of Jesus. I believe you are talking to the Lord. Say, Lord, Show me mercy and fight for me. Show me mercy and fight for me. Show me mercy and fight for me. For my strength has failed. My strength has failed me. But your strength cannot fail. Your power cannot fail. Therefore, Lord, fight my battles for me. Continue to talk to him. Say, Father, my own wisdom has failed me. My own strength has failed me. But your strength cannot fail. Your wisdom cannot fail. Your power cannot fail. Arise, O God, and fight my battles for me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. God can manifest in you and through you to solve many problems and to conquer many battles. God can manifest in you and through you to solve many problems and to conquer many battles. You will not be fighting with your strength. You will now be fighting with the strength of the Lord. Yeah, there's a level you will get to, or there's a level God will take you to, where you are no longer fighting with your strength. You are now fighting with the strength of God. And when your enemies see you, they will not be seeing you, they will be seeing God. And they will even testify that only God can do these things, that is not man that can do these things. So I want you to pray. You will say, Father, manifest yourself in me and through me to solve problems and to conquer battles. Say, Father, manifest yourself in me and through me to solve problems and to conquer battles. Open your mouth and pray like that. Leshne da hat rashte negala. Nihisi si si da. Basane pegle si zena. Manifest yourself in me. King of glory, King of Israel, you did that in David when he killed Goliath. You did that in David when he killed Goliath. And you did that in David's warriors when they killed giants. They killed those giants through your might. Through your strength, not through human strength. Oh Lord, manifest yourself in me and through me to solve problems, to slay giants, to conquer battles. Manifest yourself, oh God of Israel. manifest yourself in me. Manifest yourself in me. I believe you're praying. Manifest yourself through me to destroy all the works of darkness, to destroy principalities and powers, to destroy all creatures of darkness. Manifest yourself in me and through me to solve problems and to win all battles in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Oh, we are still praying. You're going to raise up your right hand. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, carry me on your wings into the realms of glory, into the realms of power, into the realms of dominion. You're going to say, Father, carry me on your wings into realms that are higher than me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Jude de Kitishanala, Nasasas de Gitobas de Gala. Say, Father, carry me on your wings and fly me into the realms of power. Say, Father, carry me on your wings and take me into the realms of glory. Take me to the realms of dominion. Take me into the realms of your kingdom. Take me to the realms of authority in the name of Jesus. Take me to those realms that is beyond human nature. Take me to the realms that are supernatural. Realms that is above natural. Realms that is above ordinary. Realms that is above normal. Take me, O Lord, into higher realms that controls the universe. Realms in your kingdom that controls everything and everyone. Realms in your kingdom that controls the earth and the heavens. Oh Lord, take me into those realms right now in the name of Jesus. Take me, oh Lord, into your realms. Fly me. Pick me up, put me on your wings, and fly me into your hands. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have still praying. Yes, you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, put me on your wings fly me above all limitations. Now, let's say you're moving on the road and there is a blockage, or there is a mountain that are blocked the road. The best way to continue to move forward is to fly above that mountain. The best way to move forward is to fly above the limitation. Now, sometimes we don't need to break the limitations. We just need to fly over the limitations and the barrier. We just need to fly over the mountain. The mountain. Yeah, sometimes we don't even need to do anything to the mountain. We just need to fly over. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, put me on your wings and fly me above all limitations. Fly me over all limitations that is blocking the manifestation of my destiny. Fly me over all limitations blocking the manifestation of my calling and destiny. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Bahashush take a telegraph. Let rehearse your star. Isha de Kataba Handishinagala. Let O Hakesh de Kudish star. O Lord, put me on your wings and take me above the limitations that are blocking my manifestation in destiny. Oh Lord, take me above them right now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. For nothing can limit you. No limitation can stop you. Therefore, Lord, put me on your wings and take me above all limitations. Take me above financial limitations. Take me above spiritual limitations. Take me above every limitation Satan and witchcraft have set over my life, over my destiny. Oh Lord, put me on your wings right now and fly me over them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to pray. You are going to say, Father, release your power to sink down every wall that is preventing me from moving to the next level you have prepared for me, to the next height you have prepared for me. Release your power to sink those walls as you did to the wall of Jericho. Oh Lord, do the same to those walls. Every wall that is stopping me, every wall that is preventing me from entering to the next level you have prepared for me, to the next height you have prepared for me. Oh Lord, with your power, sink them right now. Let the ground open and swallow them up. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Oh Lord, with your power, sink down every wall that is blocking me from entering into the next fight you have prepared for me. Oh Lord, sink down those walls right now in the name of Jesus. Bring down those walls right now in the name of Jesus. Every wall that I've been created around me to prevent my advancement and progress in life, calling, and destiny. Oh Lord, bring them down. Let them sink into hell right now in the name of Jesus. Let the walls sink down into hell right now in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, with your power, sink down into hell every wall that is blocking my movement into the next height, into the next level you have prepared for me. Release your power now. Bring down the walls right now in the name of Jesus. Bring down the walls right now. Every wall that is keeping my life at a spot, that is keeping me to a spot for years. Oh Lord, bring them down right now so that I can enter into the next level you have prepared for me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I'm going to read from verse 5 to 8. Okay, 5 to 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5 to 10. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in hurting vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in this pain. Persecuting, but not forsaking. Cast them out, but not destroyed. Restrain, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Praise the Lord. Now you can see in this passage that Apostle Paul and the other ministers that are working together with him in the on the mission field or for mission work, we're declaring how they preach Jesus and not themselves. They were declaring how God is using them so mightily and nothing could stop them. Yeah, because God is working in them, walking through them, so they have treasures of God inside of them, and they know how to manifest these treasures. In verse 6, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6, it says, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, had shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." So that is, God was shining through them. God was manifesting through them. And as God was manifesting, the people were seeing Jesus. And that was why it says, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Yeah, so the people were seeing the face of Jesus Christ. They were seeing Jesus through these men. God was walking in them. God was shining his light from within them. And what was coming out was Jesus. You're going to pray. You're going to say, "Father, walk in me and through me, so that Jesus can be manifested in the end through my life." You can say, "Father, walk in me, walk through me, so that Jesus can be manifested in the earth through my life." Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, "Father, shine your light in me and through me. Shine your light in me and through me. Walk in me and through me, so that Jesus can be manifested in the earth through my life." In the name of Jesus. so that the world can see your glory through my life, so that the world can see your power, so that the world can experience your power, can receive your power through my life. Say, Father, walk in me. Walk through me. Let Jesus manifest through my life. Let Jesus manifest through my life. Let Jesus manifest through my preaching. Let Jesus manifest through my teaching. Let Jesus manifest through everything I do and see. Let Jesus manifest through my daily activities. Let Jesus manifest through my prayers. Oh Lord, walk in me and walk through me. For Jesus to manifest through my life. For Jesus to manifest on head through my ministry. Through my ministry, through my calling, through my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The highest level in ministry or in fulfilling God's purpose on earth. Yeah, because some of you might think, oh, I don't have a ministry. I'm not a pastor. I'm not a bishop. I'm not an evangelist. Yeah, but you have a purpose. Yeah, you have a divine purpose to fulfill on earth. Now, I said the highest, or I was saying the highest level in fulfilling your ministry or your purpose is when you have come to the point where your personality is manifesting Jesus to the world, where your life and personality is manifesting Jesus to the world. That is when people look at you and hear from you or receive your ministry or ministration or receive your activities. What they see is Jesus. Yeah, that is the highest level. Yeah, so the highest level in ministry and in fulfilling purpose is not really about how much miracles you have performed. It's not really about how much physical success you have been able to get. It is actually about how much of Jesus your life and personality can manifest. How much of Jesus your life and personality can manifest. And for you to come to that point where you become just like Jesus. in everything. A lot of work must be done in you. God must work in you. God must work on you before you can really come to that point. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, do your work in me to bring me to the point where my personality and life manifest Jesus to the world. You're going to say, Father, walk in me. Walk on me to bring me to the point where my personality and nature manifest Jesus to the world. To bring me to the point where people will no longer see me, but Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Not many Christians have come to that point. Not many ministers have come to that point. Say, oh God, walk in me. Oh Lord, walk on me to bring me to the point where my personality and nature manifest Jesus to my generation. Walk in me to bring me to the point where people will no longer see me whenever I appear, but we only see Jesus. Walk on me to the point where I become one with Jesus in everything. Oh Lord, bring me to that point. Bring me to that point. Bring me to that point. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, strengthen me to conquer my weaknesses so that your light can shine through me to put out the darkness that is in the world. Yeah, because it is weaknesses that is in us that is keeping the light of God from shining through us. You're going to say, Father, strengthen me to overcome my weaknesses so that your light can shine through me to quench the darkness that is in the world, to put away, to drive away the darkness that is in the world. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, strengthen me. Or you can say, make me stronger than my weaknesses, so that your light can shine through me to put away the darkness that has come convert this earth, to destroy the darkness that has covered the people on earth. Oh Lord, strengthen me to conquer my weaknesses. Strengthen me to destroy my weaknesses. Strengthen me to overcome my weaknesses, so that your light that is shining from within me can spread out to save souls, can spread out to liberate people from captivities, so that your light that is shining from within me can spread out to change lives, to overcome darkness and their works. Strengthen me, Father, to dominate my weaknesses. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, you can see in that verse 5, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 5, it says, "For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord." We preach not ourselves. Yeah, so if we want Jesus to manifest through us, we must not preach ourselves. We must not promote ourselves. We must not exalt ourselves. We must not live ourselves. We must not love ourselves more than Him. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, "Father, help me to bring down myself so that Jesus can manifest through me to the world." You're going to say, "Father, help me to reduce myself to nothing so that Jesus can manifest through me to the world." Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. John the Baptist said, he said, "I must decrease and He must increase." Say, "Father, help me to reduce myself to zero. Help me to bring down myself. Help me to reduce myself. Help me to decrease myself so that Jesus can manifest through me to the world. So that Jesus can manifest through me to my generation. So that the power of Jesus can manifest through me. So that the greatness of Jesus can manifest through me. Help me, O Lord, to bring down myself, to demote myself, to decrease myself, to reduce myself, to lose myself, to help me to forget myself, so that Jesus alone can manifest to the world through me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, today it appears as if many preachers are just all about promoting themselves and not promoting Jesus. Yeah, though you hear them talk about Jesus, they preach about Jesus, but the intention in their heart is actually to promote themselves. They want to be popular, they want to have influence. Yeah, they want to build a strong influence, they want to build fame. Yeah, they are not really about promoting Jesus. They are about promoting themselves. So we are going to pray. If we want real revival, genuine revival to happen in our generation, we must begin to correct things in our own personal lives. Yeah, we must begin to correct things, change things in our own personal lives. So, which means the revival will start from you. It will start from individual as we repent personally and begin to change our ways personally. That is how the revival will come. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to correct everything in my life that is wrong. Help me to correct every way of life in my life that is wrong. Every lifestyle that is wrong. Every mindset that is wrong. Every attitude that is wrong. Say, Father, help me to correct them so that I can be qualified for your use. At this time, in these last days, open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, help me to correct everything that is wrong in my character, in my attitude, in my nature, in my mindset, in my lifestyle, in the way I think, in the way I see things, in the way I relate with people. Oh Lord, help me to correct everything that is wrong so that I can be that person you can use at this time, so that I can qualify for your use at this time, so that I can become an agent of transformation in my generation, so that I can become an agent of revival in my generation. Father, help me to correct every wrong lifestyle, every wrong intention that is in me that is a problem for me to be used by you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. We are still praying. It says, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. Well, what does that mean? It means that we must follow the standard of God's kingdom for greatness. Now, there is a standard in God's kingdom that if you follow, you will become very great in life and destiny. But many people don't follow that standard. And Jesus showed us that standard in the Bible. Do you really want to know what that standard is? This is the standard Jesus told the disciples. He said, whoever wants to become the greatest among you must be the servant of all of you. Or you can call another word for that servant is like slave. Must be the slave of all of you. Whoever wants to become the greatest must serve all of you. So many people don't like to follow the standard because it seems to be very difficult for them. Yeah. So if you want to be great, you must serve everyone. You must serve your fellow brethren. Yeah. So that is how to be great. So Jesus did not say the greatest among you is the one that performs the most powerful miracle. Jesus Christ did not say the greatest shall be the person that have worked the highest number of miracles. He said the greatest will be the slave of all of you, the servant of all of you. So that is the standard in God's kingdom. So you are going to pray. Many Christians today are not doing this. They are too proud to serve, too high-minded to serve. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, clothe me with the spirit of humility to serve the church, to serve the brethren for Christ's sake. Say, Father, clothe me with humility to serve the brethren for Christ's sake. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, clothe me with humility to be a servant leader. Yeah, you can be a leader and yet you are a servant. Because all you care about is to help the people, to labor for the benefits of the people. Yeah, that is a servant leader, not that you are just all about yourself. Say, oh Lord, clothe me with the spirit of humility to serve in your house, to serve your people, to serve your brethren, to serve my brethren for the sake of Jesus Christ. Lord, give me that humility to work hard to help people without looking for any reward, without looking for any gain. Say, Father, clothe me with humility. Fill me with humble spirit to work hard to help the brethren, to serve the brethren. Fill me with humble spirit. Fill me with humble spirit. Fill me with humble spirit to be able to serve others for the sake of Jesus. Oh Lord, fill me with meek spirit. Fill me with humble spirit to be able to serve others for the sake of Jesus. To be able to serve others so that the will of Jesus can be fulfilled in their lives. Fill me with humble and meek spirit to be able to serve others so that they can come to know Jesus, so that they can come to grow spiritually, so that they can come into maturity in Christ. Oh Lord, help me to be a servant Christian. Help me to be a servant Christian. Help me to be a servant leader. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now we're going to bring 3 more prayer points before we round off the session. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves, your servants, for Jesus' sake. When you love God so much, you're going to love God's people. You're going to serve God's people. Because it is not them you are serving. When you are serving others, it is not those people you are serving. It is God you are serving. It's just the same with when Jesus said, if you help the poor, you feed the hungry, you clothe those that are naked, you visit those that are in prison. Jesus said you are not doing it to them, that you have done it to him. I mean, as you do that to those people, your fellow Christians, Jesus said, you have done that to him. Yeah. So when you serve others, when you help others, it is not them you are helping or serving. It is the Lord it is the Lord. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to love you so much that I love others. Help me to love you so much that I also love other believers and help them and serve them and be a blessing to them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to love you to the point that I begin to love other believers with the whole of my heart. Say, Father, help me to love you to the point that I begin to serve other believers, that I begin to assist other believers and support other believers and help other believers and feed other believers. Oh Lord, help me to love you to that point. The way you will confirm or prove that you love God is by serving your fellow brethren, by helping your fellow brethren, by supporting your fellow brethren. That is how you prove that you really love God. So Lord, say, Father, help me to demonstrate my love for you by serving others. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. We are going to pray. What did you say, Father? Let every spirit of pride in my life disappear right now. You're going to say, Father, let every spirit of pride in me disappear right now. I want to be useful in your hand at this time. Oh Lord, destroy pride in me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Bible says that God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. God cannot use a proud man. Say, oh Lord, destroy every pride that is in me. Every pride in my nature. Oh Lord, destroy it now. I want to be useful in your hand for great things. I want to be useful in your hand for glorious things. I want to be useful in your hand for powerful things. Oh Lord, take away pride from my life. Take away pride from my life. Take away pride from my life. Right now in the name of Jesus. Uproot pride from my heart, from my soul, right now in the name of Jesus, because I want to be useful in your hand for great things. I want you to use me for your glory. wants you to use me for your glory. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point. Now, I want you to know this. Even unbelievers, they know that fulfillment is indeed a blessing to others. Yeah, that is why many rich or wealthy unbelievers out there, they like to be a philanthropist. Yeah, because somehow they just find fulfillment in helping others. Even though some of them, they don't do it the right way, when they help people, they start announcing it everywhere that I give so amount of money to this set of people. Yeah, no, that is not scriptural. Yeah, when you help people, you don't announce. You don't shout everywhere for people to know that you have helped people. Yeah, but they are unbelievers, so we should expect that from them. Yeah, but my point is that real fulfillment of destiny and purpose is in helping people and saving lives and blessing lives. Yeah, that is where real fulfillment of purpose and destiny is. And you are going to save lives. God is going to use you to bless lives, to help lives in the name of Jesus. So I want you to pray. You're going to say, Father, deliver me from self-centeredness. Deliver me from thinking so much about myself. Deliver me from always putting myself first in everything. So Lord, deliver me from self-centeredness so that I can be useful in your hand to save lives, to change lives, to help lives. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, deliver me from self-centeredness. Deliver me for always putting myself first in all things. Deliver me from self-centeredness. Deliver me from selfishness. Deliver me from serving myself so that I can become a powerful instrument in your hand to change lives, to help lives, to bless lives, and to save lives. In the name of Jesus. Deliver me, O Lord, from self-centeredness. There are Christians that anything they would not gain from, they are not willing to do that thing. They can't sacrifice anything for anyone. They care only about themselves. Even if they help another person, they do it for themselves. Maybe for the pride. Yeah. Say, oh Lord, deliver me from self-centeredness. There are some people, they help others, but they do it for ego, to boost their ego and to boost their pride. Yeah, so it is such helping, it's still for self, for themselves. It is still to glorify themselves, not to glorify God. So, oh Lord, deliver me from self-centeredness. Deliver me from self-promotion. Deliver me from self-gratification, so that I can be a powerful instrument in your hand to change lives in these last days, in the name of Jesus. So that I can be a powerful instrument in your hand to save souls in these last days, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Raise up your right hand. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your grace that is sufficient for us. Thank you for your power that is working in us. Thank you for your power that is in this place, in our midst right now. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the revelations of yourself that you have given to us. We thank you for the revelation of your word that you have given to us. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for all the benefits that we have access to in Christ Jesus. We thank you for all the wonderful things you have placed in Jesus for us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you touch every life that is here right now, everyone hearing the sound of my voice right now. O Lord, touch them in Jesus' name. Do your work in every life. Your mighty work that is able to change them into the persons you want them to be. O Lord, do the work right now in the name of Jesus. Start the work right now in the name of Jesus. O Lord, I ask that you make use of everyone here to do mighty miracles and to transform lives and destinies at this time. O Lord, do so in Jesus' name. I pray for you that every limitation that is blocking the manifestation of your destiny and calling and divine purpose, the power of God break those limitations into pieces right now in Jesus' name. Whatsoever the enemy has injected into you to kill your divine potentials, to feel the divine abilities that are inside of you. I decree that they are removed now by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That which God has sent you into this world to become and to achieve and to do, you shall become him and you shall achieve them and you shall do them in the name of Jesus. You shall become the person God says you are in the name of Jesus. You shall become the person God wants you to be in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever that is standing in the way of you becoming the person God wants you to be is removed right now forever. In the name of Jesus. Prosperity is released into your life right now. Greatness is released into your life right now. Divine elevation has come upon your life right now. In the name of Jesus. The God of Israel shall appear to you and give you the assignment he wants you to do for him now. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. The God of Israel shall appear to you and make an everlasting covenant with you and your generation in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for we know you have answered. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I have prayed. Amen.